Hi, I am Sing My Praise, and the very first question here is going to tell you more about me. What got you into making audios? So I started my account in, I think, June of 2019. Originally, it was supposed to be for erotica that I wrote. But the problem was that I did not have enough karma to post in any subreddits. So I couldn't post it anywhere. Well, I didn't know of anywhere to post it anyway. So all the subreddits that I tried, couldn't post. Then I gave up. And then in October, I tried again. October 31st, to be exact. So I didn't have any luck. And then on the side panel on one of the subreddits, GWA was listed. So I went there without knowing what it was, and I became very interested because I love audiobooks, I love theater, I love writing erotica, so I'm like, oh, this seems really perfect for me. So I started listening to one audio, turned it off, I didn't even listen to the whole thing, but I was just like, wow, you know, this person sounds like a professional and is really skilled. Then I listened to another audio, and then I was sold. So I got verified that same day, and I made my very first two audios the day that I discovered GWA. And I really didn't know much about GWA at all, of course, because I just discovered it. So I learned more about it as I made more audios and listened to more and got to know the community. So yeah, that was Halloween of 2019. And since then, I have made over 200 audios. Is there a script or project that you've always wanted to work on, but have never been able to for some reason? If so, what has stopped you? And do you see a way to change that? So there was a project that I really wanted to do. It's called Meet My Friend Jenny. She wants you to play with her. It is dark, really dark. And it involves rape. And I just thought that it would not really do well on GWA. And it wouldn't really be accepted. And so that is when I moved to a third platform so that I could perform and post that one. And because of that third platform, I can now do any project that I want. I don't know if I'm allowed to do advertising in this at all, so I'm just going to keep it at that. It may be a cliche question, but do you have a favorite audio that you've done? If so, which one? And if not, why do you think you don't have a favorite? It is way too hard for me to think of a favorite. It really is. For audios that I wrote myself, I would have to say Introducing Your Mommy to Your Mother. That's, again, on another platform, sorry. A lot of my own work that I actually wrote myself, that stuff is on other platforms. On GWA, I like to do other people's work. That sounds weird. I like to fill people's scripts. I don't really do much original content on GWA. And as far as favorite audio that someone else has written, oh gosh, so many come to mind, honestly. I don't have a favorite because I've done over 200 on here. I love the How the Alpha Made Me His Submissive Whore series. That's one I always talk about a lot. And my favorite audio from before that time was Please Don't Get Me Pregnant, and that was written by Ravish a Girl. And that was my favorite because it was actually a real fantasy of mine to an extent. Not all of it was part of my fantasy. But I had kind of stayed away from stuff that really matched my kinks just because vulnerability, kind of. And then as I got used to it and I did more audios and I learned more about myself, then I was finally comfortable with doing things that actually matched who I was inside. But a lot of it was vulnerability and just being shy and uncomfortable and embarrassed, and I don't even know. But this is when I was a newbie. So that was the audio that really, it kind of pushed boundaries for me, because it was something that I really was interested in. And after that, I felt a lot more comfortable just performing anything and not being too afraid to perform something. What is the most personal thing that you're willing to share with us? So I'm known, I guess, for my FDOM content. So FDOM for me, I think it matches my real personality. I think that I'm a very dominant person. A lot of guys, I don't think, can stand it. But sexually, I am very submissive. And I've heard that that comes out in my audios as well. There are people who catch on to that. If they listen to the FDOM and the FSUB, they can tell what I am sexually. But the FDOM stuff, I love doing, because that matches my like everyday personality. And it's so much fun. I love playing powerful women and like badass women. I have so much fun doing it, especially when they are cruel people, when they're crazy people. Oh yeah. That's so much fun to me. I love playing Yandirs. I am a Yandir in real life. So there you go. So that should clear up that. Now, also, when it comes to FDOM, when it comes to sexually, I am a sadist. So if I get to inflict pain, then in that respect, I will become FDOM. I'm switchy if I get to be sadistic. Are there any more big cock audios in the works? There are always big cock audios in the works. And the reason why is because I'm kind of known for my face fucking in audios. It's fun to do. So I do a lot of those. And for that reason, like if you're doing throat fucking, that's, you kind of need bigger cock for those scenes, just to show like how submissive the woman is, how like she's really taking it down her throat and there's like a bulge. And also, I like doing audios that are like extremely filthy. And those usually have big cocks written into the scripts. And usually men write these scripts. So you know what? It's not that women are like, yeah, big cocks. Because I get a lot of guys who come to me and they're like, oh, you know, you don't do anything for small cocks. And, you know, oh, obviously you're a size queen and da 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 da. Look, in real life, I have no preference. But in theater, I like, my stuff is outlandish and my stuff is over the top. And so that is why there's a lot of big cocks. That's why I'm getting pounded really hard. My cervix is getting hit. I'm in pain a lot of times because the cock is like splitting me in two. And that is really fun for me to play. But it doesn't have anything to do with like who I am in real life. If you could describe yourself as a fruit or some other produce, what would it be and why? I feel like when I first saw this question, an answer popped into my head really quickly, but then a new answer came into my head when I saw it again. So I don't remember what my first answer was. Maybe it was the same, but a star fruit. Because you don't really think about star fruits that often, do you? They're cool and they taste good. And like, oh my God, they look like a star. Star fruits are amazing. And I kind of feel like I am a star fruit. I feel overlooked and I feel rare and I feel like, I feel, I don't really get noticed. I don't know. Okay, now I am talking about on GWA and my audios too, because my stuff is a little weird. But when you find it and if it's what you're into, it's like, okay, this is awesome and this is good. And ooh, look at this star fruit. How cool. What is your ideal vacation? Ooh, okay. Somewhere where there are no children that I have to talk to or watch, or no responsibilities that deal with children. A very nice hotel. Theater. I want to go to the theater. Preferably lots of theater shows. Cirque du Soleil, Yes, I want some Cirque du Soleil in there. I do want to see Phantom while on this ideal vacation. Good restaurants. Ooh, I'm a foodie. Also, I'm vegan. So when I first became vegan, for the first few years, I would travel to places just based on the vegan restaurants there. And I haven't done that in years and years and years. But yeah, I would go find yummy restaurants and order all the things. Because I always used to do that when I went on vacation to these restaurants. I'd be like, I'm going to order 5 things. I want to try it all. And what else? Hello, sex. So yes, it would be a romantic vacation with food, theater, and sex. What are your thoughts on gambling? So I do like instant gratification a lot, but at the same time, I don't like losing. I like winning and I like being good at stuff. And for me, I don't like that losing feeling. So for me, gambling, I can't really have fun with it. I mean, I can, I guess, but okay. So I went to Vegas only once and I gambled with $20. That was what I had. I gambled it. I don't remember if I came out ahead or not. I really don't remember. I feel like maybe, but I was only going to gamble the $20 and that was it. I don't know. I didn't find it very fun. I was just doing slot machines and stuff. But again, I don't like that losing feeling. I like coming out on top. Do you enjoy massages? If so, what is your preferred style? If not, what do you not like about them? Okay. I love massages, but I like it to be an intimate massage. So I like to know the person who's doing it to me. And like once my friend's mother just started massaging me because she was learning how to be a masseuse. And I don't want that. I want like a romantic massage. I got a couple massages when I was in the hospital for a long time. The nurses had scheduled them. It's not something I would have scheduled for myself. And, you know, I can't really remember them. Probably because of like all the stuff that was going on, like why I was in the hospital. But I think the first one was probably nice. The second one, the woman did not want to touch me because I don't do well with hospitals. Like mentally, my mind gets like warped in hospitals. I hate hospitals so much. So I break out in hives all over my body when I'm staying in the hospital. So, you know, I looked kind of scary. So I don't think she wanted to touch me or go near me. But if it is a nice, like, romantic massage, then yes. And I like the painful shit. Like, really get in there and get out those knots. Not that anybody's ever done that, but I want someone to. Because I try to do it on myself. And I don't have much luck with it. You have a large number of nail polishes. What is your favorite color? Yes, I have a very large number of nail polishes, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bottles. Last time I kept count, which was years ago, I think I had like 600 bottles. Now, what is my favorite color? Nail polish? Oh, I don't know. Actually, I cannot remember the name of it. I don't know if it's even sold anymore because I buy my nail polishes from independent sellers, meaning that these are usually women who are starting their own business and are making nail polish at home. So I buy all my nail polish from them. And that means there's a lot of limited edition colors and they're not going to have like a catalog of 300 colors. Also, there's this sale that I like to buy from where each month they make a polish for it, and then all these polishes are exclusive to the sale and limited edition. So you have 3 days to buy the polish, and that's it. That's where I get a lot of my polishes from. But favorite color, let's see. What do I have a lot of? Okay, I have very little brown nail polish. Very few browns. I'm wearing a hot pink right now. Personal request. I do like my pinks. This one is hot pink and it's got neon blue, neon purple flakes in it. It looks pretty cool. I like really shimmery polishes that change color when you move your fingers, or it depends how the light hits it. It can like keep changing colors. Those are the kind of polishes I love. Multi-chromes, that sort of thing. Do you only color your fingernails, or do you also like your toenails done as well? All right, there's a pandemic. Nobody's seeing my toenails. Well, I guess my family is, but I don't really deal with my toenails. I don't have any of those toe separators anymore. But when I used to wear sandals and stuff, yeah, I would do my toenails. Do you wear lingerie? If so, what styles do you like? As well as favorite place to buy them. Yes, I love lingerie. I think most women do. What styles do I like? So, I like the, is it the teddy? I think they're called teddies. I like those, but the thing is that they're not very practical for me. So, I really like bras and underwear, like matching bras and underwear. I like, I guess, like BDS, like lingerie that looks like kind of like BDSM wear. I like stuff like that. I have some stuff like that. I have a harness. That's cute. I have a picture on in my subreddit of me in that, actually. And what else? I like it where it's sheer over the nipples. I like slutty lingerie a lot. Lace. There has to be lace. If there's no lace, I will not buy it. I love lace. Two staples for me are usually black and lace. But I've been branching out more, and right now, I've always loved mustard yellow, but this has been the year for mustard yellow. I've never really seen lingerie in mustard yellow before until this year. So, mustard yellow is a yes from me. So, lace, black, mustard yellow, ooh, some purples, yes. Okay. And as for wear, it's called Savage Fenty. It's Rihanna's brand. Her stuff is just really cute. So I really like her stuff. And the last lingerie that I bought was from there. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you want to live and why? I don't know. Mainly because there's so many natural disasters and there's so many things in so many places. I don't want earthquakes. I don't want wildfires. I don't want hurricanes. I don't want, there's tons of stuff I don't want. I don't want tornadoes. So that's really hard to answer. I guess I would like to be near my family. They live in the Midwest. I do not. I mean, where I live is fine, especially as far as natural disasters go, because we don't have any natural disasters, which is nice, but it's boring here. So I don't know. I used to know where I would want to live. Okay, so where I used to want to live, this would be 10 years ago. I wanted to live in Portland, Oregon, and I wanted to live in New York City. Those were the two places I wanted to live. And then I got older, and then it got boring. I don't know. But now I'm just like, I'm a homebody. I don't know. There are places I'd like to visit, like Australia. The accents are awesome. And, well, the accents are awesome. And koalas and kangaroos and, oh my God, really big spiders. Ugh, I don't want to see the spiders. If you won the lottery, would you continue creating audio content? Hell yes. All right. So, I have a theater degree. I'll reveal that much. And I really, really love theater. And so when I discovered GWA, that filled a void for me because I got to do theater from home. Yes, I got to be my own director. And this has been life-changing for me, honestly. This is what I love to do. I fucking love this job. Yes. I would do it. And I did not even monetize or anything until I'd been doing this for 10 months. And I didn't plan on monetizing. I wasn't doing it until I got to a certain point where I was like, okay, at this point, I'm going to monetize. No, I had never even planned on monetizing until certain things happened. But this, I did it because I loved it. And I was making audios like every single day. I was doing tons of them. The thing is that they were not anywhere near the quality that they are now. I've been upping my game. I try to make every audio better than the last audio. So my audios from when I joined, I don't think they're as great as they are now. Definitely sound effect wise. I had no sound effects back in the day. Would you enjoy a long road trip across the country? If so, what's the most appealing part? I have done 2 road trips across the whole country. Well, not the whole country, but a lot of the country. Most of the country. So I moved from the Midwest and like really far east of the Midwest, far east to California. So I did that move and I enjoyed that move a lot. I got to see lots of states for the very first time ever. And something that I'd learned was that rest stops, they're really, really nice, like the more east you are, but as you go west, there are a lot fewer of them and they get like pretty grody. Like you go from a really nice bathroom with running water to like a hole in the ground, basically with no sink. So definitely a fan of rest stops further east. But yeah, I had fun. My cat, however, did not have fun. He did not like that road trip at all. He was crying the whole time. Poor baby. But yeah, it was really cool. I liked the salt flats in Utah. That was really, really, really cool. Unlike anything I'd ever seen in my life. And then it was cool seeing mountains. You know, I was from the Midwest. I'd never seen a mountain before. Okay, that's not true because I had visited Seattle and I did see mountains when I was in Washington. But it was just so cool. We were actually like driving, like the road was on a mountain, like in the movies. Oh, crazy. And then you were like driving around the mountain. Oh, it was wild and scary. And then I drove back across the country when moving away from California. And that trip was nowhere near like the first one because this trip was really rushed. Like we had a deadline. We're like, okay, we gotta make this trip really quick because you start work. And it was not a planned trip. It was I got a job. Okay, when do I start? All right, well, I will be there in 3 days then. Okay, let's go drive across the country in 3 days. We leave right now. Let's just leave our stuff behind. It was a little wild, so I didn't really get to enjoy the whole journey like I did the first time. If you had 3 wishes, what would you wish for? That's a hard one. I'd wish for really good health for myself, my loved ones, my friends. I would wish, well, I want to do what I'm doing right now. So I would just wish to have this, this is my career, but I mean, I want it to be like I want it to be lucrative. Like I want it to pay like a full-time job. So I would like that. I would like, this is hard. And my third wish, I just want to save until something comes up and then I'll use it. I don't want to use them all at once. So I'm afraid to even use that wish right now. I don't know. Have you always been a vegan or was this a decision that you made as an adult? If you made the decision, what were the factors that led you to make the decision? All right. I became a vegan, how many years ago? 15 years ago. So I always wanted to be a vegetarian, but I could never do it because I would forget. I would say, okay, I'm a vegetarian starting today. And then I would completely forget that I was a vegetarian. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, tomorrow I'm going to be a vegetarian. So I did this for years. And then finally I was a vegetarian. And that was because I just realized I didn't like meat, like lactose intolerant meat just makes me feel and I just and like I've always wanted to do it for the animals and stuff, but I just they would give us food at work. I'm like, well, I want to be able to eat the free food at work. Free food, hell yeah. So then like that made me put off being vegan for a while because free food and being a student, yeah. But then finally I was no longer a student anymore, and it just happened. It all clicked. It all fell into place. I became vegan. The last thing I had to give up was ice cream, and now there are so many delicious vegan ice creams that you would never know that they're any different from other ice creams. So, yeah, I don't miss not being vegan. So, yeah, 15 years now. Woo! Describe the type of environment where you feel the happiest and relaxed. So for me, it is somewhere where I don't have responsibilities. Like, I went on a camping trip where I could just read. I had no responsibilities. I had nothing that I had to be doing. So I went to the beach because the beach was there. And I read at the beach. At the campsite, I was in the hammock reading. At bedtime, well, I couldn't be on my phone because, well, the battery was going to die because I had no electricity. So I read to fall asleep. And it was amazing. And I felt so good. Finally, I could focus and I could read, and there were no responsibilities, and it was amazing. So I always think about this, just like being in a cabin in the middle of nowhere with like beautiful scenery outside, like actual scenery. That would be really nice. And getting to write or perform or anything, and just being in a place that's serene with no noise, quiet. I like quiet. That would be perfect. Do you dream? If so, are you able to recall them vividly? I do dream. And yeah, I can recall some dreams vividly, not all dreams. Some dreams I just get a feeling. Like, I know the dream was hot. There was no sex, but there was a sex vibe. If that makes sense. But there are dreams from years ago that I remember really well. And people have told me, wow, that's a really detailed dream. You remember every detail. Yeah, sometimes. It depends on the dream. But yeah, I have dreams that are extremely vivid where I'm sure that they were real. And it can take me like hours to realize that dream didn't really happen. Do you prefer to be the driver or be a passenger when going places? A passenger. What skills have you been glad that you picked up because of GWA and audios? Improv! Oh my God. When I started on GWA, I did improv. And it was so hard for me. I had to close my eyes while doing it because otherwise I couldn't concentrate. And my improv was not good. And I would look at these other people who did improv and I'd be like, how do you do it? And then I'm like, maybe I should just take improv classes. I mean, I did improv for years and years and years, but that was a while ago. And this is different improv because this is sexual. And since when I started on GWA, as I said, I was really vulnerable and I was shy and I was not quite in touch with or comfortable with like the things that I was into sexually. That happened later. I wasn't comfortable with who I was yet. So for me, improv was really hard because I had to tap into all that. And I couldn't really break the barrier. I couldn't like get through the layer of ice to do it. So my work wasn't all that great. I got nearer where I wanted to be, but I couldn't quite crack the ice. So yeah, my improv skills now are so much better. And I'm so much more in touch with who I am and I'm comfortable with it and I embrace it. So it's wonderful. What is your favorite meal to make for yourself? Assuming it's different, what's your favorite food when someone else makes it? Ooh, sushi. I love making sushi. That's something I want to make because I love my sushi. What's your favorite food when someone else makes it? Something that's labor intensive that I don't want to make. Seitan piccata? How about that? How did you come up with your username? Ha ha, okay. Sing my praise. I like praise. I like attention. I like positive attention. I crave it. I crave validation. So sing my praise, please. You know, when I started on GWA, there were a lot of issues that were going on in my personal life. And I really needed some form of validation, which I originally was going to get through written erotica that I had written and I wanted to post that I did not get to post. The name says everything you need to know about me. So, you know, if you like my work, please tell me. Give me praise. Do you have a favorite book? Yes, The Time Traveler's Wife by Audrey Niffenegger. I love that book. I probably said her name wrong. I don't know how to say it, but ooh, it is a good book. The first time I read it, I could not read another book for so long because the book just really stayed with me and nothing could compare. And I just remember staying up all night reading it. And I bought the book for everybody I knew. And I wanted to read it again for the first time so badly. That's the only book I've ever just like given to everyone I know. My favorite film? Ooh, I've watched Clueless so many times. So I guess I'll say Clueless because it's one of those movies where if I'm in a really, really shitty mood, Clueless helps me and I feel better while watching it and afterwards. It makes me laugh. It's fun. I'll say that. Any other films that I might say might give away my identity because of my taste and stuff. What's the role you've had the most fun acting in or outside of GWA? Ooh, I would say it is the Welcome to the Clear Sky Rehabilitation Center series. So it's a series of three audios. I loved playing Miss Lucy. And I did it, I think it was Christmas Eve. A listener had suggested it to me. And it was an older script, which I love. I love doing older scripts just because they haven't been done for a while. In a way, they're fresh. So I had so much fun with this series. I did all three audios back to back because I couldn't stop. I wanted to keep being Miss Lucy. And when I was done being Miss Lucy, I like kind of mourned her. I was like, she's gone. This was in 2019 and I still think about her all the time and how I want to be Miss Lucy again. Nurse Lucy. I want to be Miss Nurse Lucy again. She was so much fun. I highly recommend that series. So that's the Clear Sky Rehabilitation series. I have a master list of my audios on my Reddit profile page and you can find it there. It's under FDOM series. How much time and money do you spend on your nails? All right. So I used to have a lot more time to spend on my nails way back in the day before other things happened in my life. And back then I would spend hours and hours and hours in one day on my nails and I would do amazing things. I would use like 20 different polishes and do the coolest designs on my nails. I spent a lot of time on them. Nowadays, all I can really do is just color them one color, but I always pick colors that have other colors in them. So they look like I'm wearing lots of different polishes, even though I'm not, like, you know, all the ones that change color and stuff like that. I love really noisy polishes, I guess, that are just, you know, they're not subtle. So I don't spend that much time on my nails now, but money. Ooh. So what I do when I make audios, that supports my nail addiction. I spend a lot on nail polish every month. I shouldn't even say it's embarrassing. I'm not going to say. What was your dream job when you were a child? Being an actress and ruling the world. Both of those. Was it close to what you're doing now? Yes! I am an actress and I am the Empress of Carnal Depravity and I am going to rule the world with my evil army, which I am making right now. So join my evil army. Join my subreddit. Follow me. What country that you've never been to would you most like to visit? Well, I was talking about Australia before. That would be amazing. I really want to go to Germany. Really, 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 I love German accents. Okay, basically, I want to go to places based on the accents. I love German, Australian. I want to go to France for just the culture and, like, seeing stuff, because I took French lessons for years and years and learned all about France, so it'd be cool to go. There are just so many places I want to go to. Lots of places near Germany. Too. What cheers you up if you've had a really crappy day? Praise! Tell me I'm amazing. Tell me I'm wonderful. Tell me I'm the best. That cheers me up. You know, give me upvotes. Give me comments. Send messages telling me that I'm awesome. Keep it clean. Yeah. just praise me. Stuff that I can't advertise on here. Support me. Woo! All right, now for some dirty questions. Describe with as much detail as possible what an orgasm feels like mentally and physically for you. Ooh, it feels like, okay, so physically, it's like something has been released in my head. Like it suddenly feels like I'm floating, like my head feels lighter. I guess it is mentally and physically kind of, because it all kind of goes together. Like everything kind of goes white inside my head. I just feel like so at peace. Everything just feels peaceful and wonderful. And sometimes it can be the same feeling from like eating chocolate. it can do the same thing. But yeah, it's just this really light, happy feeling, euphoria. Describe with as much detail as possible what a pussy slap feels like for you. Okay, so this is interesting. Now, I love pussy slaps, which is why I was asked this question. I talk about that a lot. So, it stings. It hurts. It hurts. Like the initial, like, pow. It hurts. It smarts. But right afterwards, like, if I have some form of penetration, like with a toy or whatever, it feels amazing. So like pussy slap and then that, and then I come really, really hard, like almost immediately, because something about getting that pain and then getting that pleasure, it amplifies the pleasure to an amazing degree. And then I come really hard. So yes, pussy slaps, 100%. What is your go-to preferred sexual position that provides the greatest level of pleasure for you and why? So I like to be at the edge of the bed, like the side of the bed with kind of my ass, like, so I'm on my back and my ass is like all the way to the edge of the bed. And then the guy is standing up and, you know, holding up my legs or who knows what. And yeah, that one feels really good. Would you rather have a series of small orgasms or one really big orgasm and why? One really big orgasm, because I've had both. There was one time when I had about 200 small orgasms in one sitting, or however you would say it. And it was really nice, but it's not, small orgasms don't really compare to one really big orgasm. Like the problem with one really big, like they both have their pros and cons. Like small orgasms, it's fun. You can keep having them one after another. In my case, they were like overlapping each other. I was getting like orgasm on top of orgasm on top of orgasm. But with big orgasms, that is when my head does that like opening up thing and like everything turns white inside my head and I get that euphoric feeling. That only happens with the big orgasms, not the small ones. So the bummer part to that is, you know, I get one orgasm and like I want like orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. I love just coming and coming. My id pretty much controls me and I just like to indulge. I'm a glutton. Give me all the orgasms. Do you like marking your partner during sex? Yeah, it is fun. I haven't really been able to do that in a long time. Like I did with my first partner, like hickeys and stuff like that and bruises. And it was really fun. And yeah, I don't mind being marked. Claim me. What is the longest period of time that you've gone without an orgasm as an adult? And would you ever go that long or longer again by choice? Ooh, how personal do I get here? I went about a year. That was the long, maybe longer, maybe multiple years. I won't get too into it, like why that was and what was going on. But, well, okay. I'll say this much. When I am medicated, I'm very, very horny. Antidepressants make me very horny. They don't make other people horny. I know this. Me, they make me extremely horny. When I'm not on them, I am asexual. And so I thought I was asexual for most of my life. And then I finally fixed my mental issues with medication. And then I was like a whole new person. You know, without medication, I'm just like a very critically, chronically depressed individual who's like always suicidal. So I guess it makes sense that there'd be like a night and day. No interest in sex when I'm depressed. So yeah, I have a very, 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 very high sex drive when medicated, and I'm going to be medicated for life. So there you go. That was, I don't know, maybe that was TMI. I know a lot of people like don't like getting into like the whole mental illness stuff and all of that, but yeah. All right, that is it for the questions. I hope you enjoyed. You know more about me now. And yes, I hope to see you in the future. Comment, follow me, all that fun stuff. All right, bye, praise me.